Time is exactly 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and on the World Wide Web at kgnu.org. Stay tuned for Ragtime America. Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we're going to kick off the first month of the new year with new recordings. Recordings that have crossed my desk in the past two or three months. Some good ones here, and so I think you're going to enjoy what you hear. First out of the chute is a duo calling itself Ivory and Gold. It's actually Jeff Barnhart and his wife Ann Barnhart. Jeff is the ivory, he plays the piano. Ann is the gold, she plays her solid gold flute. I once referred to it as a gold-plated flute, and I was quickly corrected. So, solid gold flute. They have done a number of recordings, all of them good, and there's some great stuff on here, and I will very humbly say there's also one of my pieces on here that they've done an excellent job with, but we'll get to that later in the show. Started off with a piece written by Harry Belding back in 1913. It's been popular right up until today in the ragtime circuit. It's called Good Gravy Rag, and here is Ivory and Gold. Thank you. good stuff, huh? Good Gravy Rag, as played by Ivory and Gold, as played by Jeff and Ann Barnhart. This is off their very latest CD, which is called Just in Time. And it is available from the Barnharts. You can write to them somewhere. Well, the address is not on here, but I'm sure you can find it on CD Baby. You can probably find it on Amazon and maybe even on iTunes. This duo is very, very popular right now, and so their stuff is typically easy to find. And or you can go to their website, ivoryandgold.com. And I think it's .com. Boy, there's not a lot of information here. Oh, well. Anyway, just Google Ivory and Gold, and I'm sure that you'll get to their website, and they'll tell you how you can get this. There's no problem. Once again, Just in Time is the name of the album. The number is album number 1029, and it's Jeff and Ann Barnhart. Good stuff. We'll get back to it later in the show. Okay, let's turn now to a new release by a new name. This is by Brandon Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E. He is classically trained on the piano, and he is currently minister of music at a large Catholic church in Michigan, and has taken to ragtime, and has writing some, and is recording it. So this is his first record that's out, first CD, and I'm going to play one of his pieces on here. His pieces are very short, which is a bit of a problem. I think they should be much longer, but we take what we can get. So here, then, is an example of Brandon Byrne's Ragtime, from the year 2012, it's called the Poplar Tree Fair, and he is playing this himself. Well, I'm sorry to say it's not coming up, and so have to give me a moment to get organized here, and then we'll get some more music going, so don't go away. All right, we'll go on to the next album here, and maybe I can get this one to work. I'll work a little harder at it in a few minutes and see what I can come up with. This one is by the Raspberry Jam Band, featuring Tom Breyer on piano, and this features Tom's music. He's an amazing composer. He's composed over 200 rags. Lives in California in the Sacramento area and is an excellent sight reader and a great pianist. It's called Raspberries in the Briar Patch. The Briar Patch, of course, referring to Tom Breyer. And this is a band that likes to have fun. They're a little bit loose, but that's okay. They're just having a really good time with what they're doing. So let's play one, and why not play the title track? This is the Briar Patch Rag, written in 1993 by Tom, no, 1991 by Tom Breyer. And here is the Raspberry Jam Band. The Raspberry Jam Band has brought us Briar Patch Rag by Tom Breyer, featuring Tom on piano. The other members of the band are Cheryl Woltseth, violin, Julia Riley, flute and piccolo, John Massey, guitar, Doug Davies, string bass, and Kitty Wilson, percussion, mostly on washboard. So it's a fun album, it really is, and we'll get into it a little bit more this evening, as I talk about a special suite of four songs, or four rags, that are included in this album that I think you might really enjoy. So if you are interested in this album, Raspberries in the Briar Patch by the Raspberry Jam Band, you can find it by going to CD Baby, www.cdbaby.com. Type in Raspberry Jam Band, and this will come up, and you can buy it. So I think you'd have fun with it. All right. Well, it turns out that our technical difficulties may be related to a particular CD player, so I have moved this recording by Brandon Byrne over to another CD player, and we're going to give it a spin and see what happens. So cross your fingers. Brandon Byrne on piano with his own composition called Poplar Tree Fair from 2012. This is marketed a little bit differently. I was quite surprised. There, you know, there are no liner notes, and the CD comes in a plain white envelope, so all the information about it is printed on the front. If you're interested in finding out more about this, Brandon Byrne has a number of YouTube videos that he has posted on YouTube, and they're easy to find. Just type in Brandon Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E, and they'll come right up. Or you can go to his website, which is www.BrandonByrneMVM, which stands for Maple Valley Music. The album is called Grace Notes, and they're very graceful pieces pretty much throughout. We'll play another one later on, written by somebody else, so it's a little bit longer. But a very interesting approach to not only to ragtime, but to marketing as well. All right, on with our next new recording. And this one comes to us from Japan. The artist is Naoki Sugou. The title of the album is Little Jack's Rag, which is a piece on here written by Arthur Marshall. What's the date? Published posthumously in 1976. Little Jack was Marshall's nickname for his daughter, Margaret. So it's really dedicated to his daughter. But the title is Little Jack's Rag. We'll be listening to a different piece, however. This one is well known to a lot of our listeners. It's called The XL Rag, written by Lee Edgar Settle in 1903. So here is Naoki Sugou on piano.
Thank you.
Naoki Sagou on piano and XL Rag by Edgar Saddle from 1903. Once again, the title of this album is Little Jack's Rag. It's on the Otarune label, number 035. You can find it on cdbaby.com. I looked it up there, and it's there. Let me spell his name in case my pronunciation wasn't quite right. First name Naoki, N-A-O-K-I. Last name Sugou, S-U-G-O-U. He also plays guitar, and three pieces on here are done on guitar, but all the rest of them are done on piano. And it's a very nice selection of early ragtime right up to contemporary ragtime. There are three pieces at the end by David Thomas Roberts, written all in the 1970s, excuse me. So, very nice album. I enjoyed listening to it, and I think you would enjoy it as well. Naoki Sagou, Little Jack's Rag. Okay, let us move on. And next we come to a CD that the latest release by the Ragtime Skedaddlers. This is a three-piece string band out of the San Francisco area consisting of Dennis Pash on banjo mandolin, Nick Robinson on mandolin, and Dave Crinkle on guitar. And they have a really nice sound. I think I just said this is their third album, and it's all good stuff. So it's nice to see a string band that's still recording and still getting themselves out there and making recordings. So let's give them an opportunity here. This is a piece written by Joe Jordan back in 1903. Jordan is one of the bigger names in ragtime, and yet we don't play a lot of his stuff. I really should do more of that. Anyway, here's Nappy Lee by Joe Jordan as played by the Ragtime Skedaddlers.
Thank you.
Nappy Lee by Joe Jordan, supposedly named for a friend of Joe's who was a very fancy dresser. That was the Ragtime Skedaddlers on their latest album called The Latest Popular Mandolin and Guitar Music is the name of it. That's a long name. The Latest Popular Mandolin and Guitar Music, the latest album by the Ragtime Skedaddlers. It is Mandophone CD number 903, and this one is available on cdbaby.com, so you can go there and check it out. We'll get another one of these cuts going a little later in the show, but we got to move on here. So our last CD that we're going to look at before we start repeating is by Elliot Adams. This is I'm so pleased to see this back in circulation. It was actually originally recorded back in 1988 on vinyl. And finally, it has been released on CD. It's got some great, great piano pieces. Adams has one of the finest collections of ragtime sheet music in the whole United States. And so a lot of these are unusual and hard to find, but he's got them in his collection. So we'll start with this one from 1912 by Ella Hudson Day. It's called Fried Chicken Rag, and here is Elliot Adams. Elliot Adams on piano, that track backed up by Lisa Owen Zito on tuba, and we heard Fried Chicken Rag from 1912. This is on his album called Elliot Adams Plays the Buffalo Rag and Other Ragtime Rarities. And you can, well, if you're interested in this, you can give me a call down here at the station at the close of the hour at 9 o'clock, And I will give you information. I didn't bring it with me, but I can certainly get it to you if you would like to order this. It's a fine, fine album. Lots of great stuff on that one. A quick announcement. The Denver Brass is giving a concert on February 15th. It's 2:30 in the afternoon. There will be dancing along with this. It's in the Newman Center for the Performing Arts at Denver University. They will be there with the Hot Tomatoes, a great dance band. And it's called, the program's called To Jack with Love, and it's dedicated to the memory of Jack Fredrickson, who has been a great supporter of the Denver Brass and has done an awful lot of their arrangements. Passed away quite recently, and this is to celebrate his life. So, once again, a concert by the Denver Brass with the Hot Tomatoes, Newman Center for the Performing Arts, February 15th, 2:30 in the afternoon. And if you identify yourself as a friend of Ragtime, you can get a 30% discount on the tickets. The number to call is 303-832-4676. Let's get back now to Ivory and Gold, Jeff and Ann Barnhart. And waiting in the wings, they are going to play a piece that I wrote in 1995. It's a waltz, a ragtime waltz called When the Work is Done, I'll Dance. I say humbly that it's been recorded by several others, so it's been a popular piece, but I firmly believe that this is by far and away the best version that I have heard of this piece.
Thank you.
Ivory and Gold has played When the Work is Done, I'll Dance from 1995. This is on their latest release called Just in Time. It's available by going to ivoryandgold.com, and they'll give you all sorts of instructions on how to get this album. Beautiful album. They do lovely stuff. All right, back to the Raspberry Jazz Band and Raspberries in the Briar Patch. And here is a piece from their bathroom suite. Four pieces written by Tom Breyer to celebrate a new bathroom that was installed by one of the members of the band. They don't say which one. And some of the troubles that they have. So the four pieces are The New Facility, Gustavo Tango, a name for Gustavo, the man who took over the construction after the original contractor jumped ship, then The Cleansing Cascade, and finally Clawfoot. And so we're going to play Clawfoot, which celebrates the freestanding bathtub that has clawed feet on it. Here's the Raspberry Jam Band. Thank you. Clawfoot, is played by the Raspberry Jam Band, written by Tom Breyer in 2004. You can get this album by the Raspberry Jam Band by going to cdbaby.com. You'll find it there. Back now to the release by Brandon Byrne. Here is a piece he's done, written by Reginald Robinson in 2010. And it's called Nile River Ripples. Nile River Ripples, as played by Brandon Byrne. His CD is available by going to www.brandonbyrnemvm.com, and you'll find it there. All right, let's move on to this one from Japan. Naoki Sagou on piano will play a piece by David Thomas Roberts from 1981. Here is The Pen Pals. Thank you. Naoki Sugou and the Pen Pals by David Thomas Roberts. This is on his album called Little Jack's Rag. You'll find it on cdbaby.com. Moving now to the Ragtime Skedaddlers. Let's play at least part of a piece from 1899. This is the piece where they got their name. It's called A Ragtime Skedaddle by George Rosie. Fade this out, I'm sorry to say, because I got one more that I have to squeeze in. This was A Ragtime Skedaddle by George Rosie, and that is the Ragtime Skedaddlers. And their latest CD, called The Latest Popular Mandolin and Guitar Music, is available on CD Baby, www.cdbaby.com. Let's turn now to Elliot Adams and get one more piece by him. This one from 1921, a very rare rag by James Scott, one that is hardly played at all. And it was Scott's attempt to combat jazz, he calls it. Don't jazz me, rag, I'm music. So here is Elliot Adams.
Thank you.
Well, that's Elliot Adams in the background playing James Scott's rag from 1921, Don't Jazz Me. This is from his album called The Buffalo Rag, and if you're interested in this, give me a call in the next few minutes, and I'll get you information on how you can order this piece. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks very much for joining us on Ragtime America this evening, as we have saluted six new recordings that have come my way. Hope you'll join us again next week for some more recorded ragtime. The time is 9 o'clock. You are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and on the World Wide Web at kgnu.org. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Thanks, Jack, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with tonight's version of Swing Shift here on KGNU. Tonight we present the third part of our series called Girlfriends. As we approach Valentine's Day, pick your favorite girl. And we've got so many great tunes, I'm sure you'll enjoy listening. And now let's get started with Bing Crosby.
Have you met Miss Jones? Someone said as we shook hands, she was just Miss Jones to me. Then I said, Miss Jones, you're a girl who understands. I'm a man who must be free. And all at once I lost my breath, and all at once was scared to death, and all at once I owned the earth and sky. Now I met Miss Jones, and we'll keep on meeting till we die, Miss Jones and I.